Of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has issued a message in response to the letter by senior commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Major General Qasem Soleimani.
The leader thanked General Soleimani and his colleagues for their sacrifices that led to the defeat of Daesh terrorists in Syria. Ayatollah Khamenei said the efforts led to the evil force created by the tyrants to be uprooted in Syria and Iraq. The leader said the victory was not just a blow to the Daesh terrorists. Ayatollah Khamenei said the victory undermined the vicious plot to spark internal conflicts in the region, eliminate the anti-Zionist resistance, and weaken independent regional governments. The leader said the Daesh defeat was a blow to the former and present US administrations and their subsidiary regimes in the region, which created the terror group and supported it with the aim of dominating West Asia and make it subject to the Zionist regime. Ayatollah Khamenei said dismantling Daesh served the region, the Muslim world, and the entire humanity. The leader also cautioned that plotters behind the establishment of Daesh will seek to revive it in a different form or elsewhere in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei said this calls for unity and awareness and elimination of dangerous remnants of the terrorists. Earlier, General Soleimani had congratulated the leader on the victory over the Daesh terrorist group. In a letter, the commander of the IRGC's Quds Force said Daesh was a dangerous group created by enemies of Islam to pit Muslims against one another. The top commander said the Takfiri group created a very dangerous crisis in Iraq and Syria at the outset, captured wide parts of the two countries, and destroyed their infrastructure and old heritage. General Soleimani said Daesh also committed acts of savagery, among them decapitation of men and kids, rape of women and girls, and burning of homes, leading to mass displacement of millions of people. However, he said the guidelines of the leader, along with the resistance of Iraqi and Syrian governments, as well as the braveries of the two countries' forces and people, sounded the death knell for the Daesh terrorist group. The general also praised the help offered by Lebanon's Hezbollah and the government of Iran. He was referring to Iran's military consultations to Baghdad and Damascus, at their own request, to help fight the terrorists.
President Hassan Rouhani has congratulated the Islamic Revolution leader and praised the armed forces and peoples of Iran, Iraq and Syria, as well as Lebanon, for their efforts to set the stage for the victory over Daesh. Rouhani also lashed out at global powers and the regional allies for funding and arming the Takfiri terrorist group.
هیچ وقت ما فکر نمی کردیم در قرن 21 جنایتکارانی این چنین وحشی و مورد حمایت قدرت‌های بزرگ غربی‌ها به ویژه آمریکا و مخصوصاً رژیم قاسم صهیونیستی قرار بگیرند و این همه جنایت کنند.
Rouhani also questioned the role of the Arab League in the regional crisis. He criticized the Arab heads of state for their inaction when Takfiri terrorists committed crimes in Iraq and Syria. The president also denounced the organization's silence regarding the deadly Saudi aggression against Yemen. The Iranian president then slammed the Arab League for not standing behind Lebanon when the country was fighting terrorist groups in the town of Arsal on the Syrian border. Rouhani also slammed the organization for turning a blind eye to the ongoing aggression by the Zionist Israeli regime against the Palestinians.